Welcome back. Final segment, Bike Week Radio Show, San Diego sports leader, Mighty 1090. Let's head out to the hotline right now. Kim Kohlenberger. She's part of the organizing group that puts together the Injured Warrior Appreciation Project Ride, or IWAR Ride. If you want to check out the website, it's InjuredWarriorRide.com. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us, and tell us a little bit about this ride. And, of course, huge shout-out to Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys who put us in contact. Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys is going to be part of this ride, as is Bike Week Radio Show, and Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys are giving away three spots in this ride. I'll tell you at the end of the interview how you can be a part of it. But, Kim, fill us in on the details of this.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning. Really appreciate it. And thanks to Russ Brown for setting this up. Absolutely. Golly, it's such an exciting event. We're so thrilled to be able to support our injured warriors. We have created this motorcycle ride a couple of years ago because we wanted to embrace a charity through our Orange County Harley-Davidson dealership and our Orange Coast Hog chapter. Basically, it's a motorcycle charity ride. All motorcycles are welcome. It benefits our military men and women who have so bravely served and sacrificed for our country. And 100% of your registration goes to our chosen charity of Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. So we don't have any money that we're skimming off the top or administrative costs. 100% helps our injured warriors. And the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station assists four main groups of warriors in a variety of ways, providing them with quality of life items, education opportunities, job training opportunities, and numerous other support services designed to assist them and their families during their recovery. So you just go to our website, sign up, we will ride from the Orange County Harley-Davidson dealership on the morning of November 7th all the way down to Camp Pendleton. We literally ride a good 21 miles through Camp Pendleton, and we end up at the Hope and Care Center facility right there next to the Wounded Warrior Battalion West on the base, and we have lunch with our injured warriors.
Very, very cool. And how many people are you guys expecting to be a part of this ride?
Well, as of right now, we have over 800 people signed up. And last year, we ended up with about 1,100 people on the day of the ride. It was absolutely amazing. Now, this ride is fully escorted. So we have a motorcade protective services motorcade taking us down the 5 freeway to our exit off the 5 freeway and onto the base, and then we are escorted all the way through the base. So safety is, you know, imperative for part of this ride. And Motorcade Protective Services is a great group that helps us get all those bikes down the 5 freeway safely.
And how many years have you guys been doing the ride?
This is our third year, actually.
Fantastic. And I can't imagine 1,100 people on bikes.
That's quite a ride.
That's a good army group. It's a small army is what it is.
It is. And, you know, when we first started this ride with the Orange Coast Hog Chapter, we never really imagined that it would grow to the point it has grown to in so few years. You know, our first year, we thought, okay, you know, maybe we'll get about 150 bikes. And we ended up with over 300. And then the next year, we doubled those numbers, and now this year, we're, you know, getting even larger. So we're very excited. And, you know, it's amazing to see all the great Americans out there that are supporting our troops. And, gosh, it just gives you a real good feeling to be on the ride. It pulls at your heartstrings, very emotional, and for such a wonderful cause.
Kim, how did you become involved in this event?
Well, actually, I'm a member of the Orange Coast Hog Chapter, and in 2011, I became the director of the Hog Chapter. And with that said, one thing I learned years ago was that you want to leave something behind before you check out. So I wrapped my head around something that I could leave behind when I stepped down as director of the Hog Chapter that the Orange Coast Hog Group could, you know, embrace and support for years to come. And I just had this little spark of an idea to come up with a charity. You know, I know that we have lots of great groups out there that support our fallen heroes and focus on our veterans during Memorial and Veterans Day weekends. And after doing some research, I discovered that veterans from all wars are dying of about a rate of 22 per day because of suicide. And PTSD and TBI are absolutely treatable illnesses. So I realized that there was one group of our warriors that were not being supported, and those were the injured warriors. And with that said, I thought, okay, let's develop a ride that's going to support our injured warriors. And I did more research, found the local 501c3 charity, the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, that supports our injured warriors at the base of Camp Pendleton, as well as 29 Palms, San Diego, Balboa Naval Station, and even over in Hawaii. And when I found out that 100% of those proceeds finds its way to the warriors instead of being spent on administrative costs, I knew that that was the ticket.
Well, Kim, thank you so much again for joining us. We can't wait to be a part of this ride. Friday, November 7th, leaving from Orange County, Harley-Davidson, and the morning registration, 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. Kim, thank you again.
Absolutely, and thank you so much. Appreciate your support.
And if you want to be a part of the ride, InjuredWarriorRide.com is the website, or our good friends at Rustbound Motorcycle Attorneys are giving away 3 spots to be a part of this ride. All you have to do is sign up to be a BAM member at Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorney, and then send a picture of you on your bike to BAM@RussBrown.com. Again, BAM@RussBrown.com, and they're going to be pulling out 3 winners for you to be part of this ride for free. So, hey.
Should be a fantastic event.
I think we need to get the Bike Week Radio crew on that ride there. And, Bobby, I think that would be, instead of a small army, I think it would be a small battalion. We're going to Camp Pendleton, Marines.
That's right.